I stand for the flag, and I kneel at the cross. Yeah, for the friends I have loved and lost. In that steel pick up features, and the freedom I fought for these grand leaders. I hope it's not too late to save America.
Welcome to EA Truth. We are the news now with Dan Hennen on EA Truth Radio. Welcome. I'm your host, Dan. Today is June 28th, 2022. Our show is about current events. Mainly, what we expose here is the propaganda on a show like this. We expose the propaganda in the mainstream media on shows like this, kind of bringing forth the news that should have been in the news but wasn't. And also exposing the news as distraction that was in the news but really was not that important or irrelevant. A lot of those things are the things that make up the headlines, the distractions. What we do here is strip out the fake news so you don't have to, and you can get a 30-minute clear, concise update on what happened in the past week. Keep in mind, this is a faith-based program, and as always, we'll start out with a prayer. To our Father, God Almighty, we humbly submit ourselves and this show to you in the name of Yeshua, your Son. I take the blood of Christ and apply it to this live stream, the recording, show, and every listener right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over our ministry, all families, and this great nation of America. May you, God, touch and be with every listener right now, where they are, while they tune into this show. God bless each and every one of them. Thank you, and we pray in the name of your Son, Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Amen. What I'll do is cover the news here from the past 7 to 10 days of things that haven't been brought up on prior podcasts for this show, and to get the listener up to speed on all these things. These are real live news stories, and I will present them to you to see what has happened here to get up to speed. Now, we know there's this food shortage going on in America, right? The food shortage, we can't get enough of this, we can't get enough of that. It's all been being blamed on shipping routes, late shipping, and short supply chain issues is what we hear. But we have to keep in mind what the news does not tell us. There's been over 90 fires that have destroyed food processing facilities in the U.S. 90. And so some say they're doing this on purpose to create the food shortage. I don't know if that's the case. I find it very odd as far as no such thing as a coincidence that 90 food processing plants have burned down. And now we've got this story on food shortage in America. Now, mainstream media tells us there's a food shortage, but while at the same time, they do not tell us about all these random fires. On June 12th in New Mexico, Otero County votes to discontinue use of the Dominion voting machines and the use of drop boxes. They announced this on June 12th. This is very good, very important decision. Now, this did not make the mainstream news at all. Remember, going back to the 2020 election, the root cause was the Dominion voting, those machines. Also, as the movie 2000 Mules clearly put it in their documentary, the drop box and the drop box ballot locations was another huge thing that helped sway the vote with the corruption. So the fact that they are going to vote to discontinue that is good. Very, very good news. June 12th, the president of the Brookings Institute resigns. This did not make much news, but we like to, on shows like this, cover the big top dog resignations of very important people and the timing of those things. Now, I don't know what this related to. I'm just merely pointing out the fact that the Brookings Institute president resigns on June 12th. That's another deep state connection agency, organization, NGO, if you will. So anything that happens there is another one, very heavily connected to the CIA and some of these orchestrated events that are going on in intelligence. Georgia counts 148,000 absentee ballots in the 2020 election. Now they're going to, Georgia's going to investigate. Now, Georgia's going to investigate these absentee ballots, right? And that's what 2000 Mules covered as well, very clearly, very obviously what's going on there. Now, remember, these are Fulton County alone, 148,000 absentee ballots in the 2020 election. Georgia's going to be investigating. That's only one county, Fulton County, where the election rigging took place. Now, I'd like to see year over year or election over election, what's the normal number of absentee ballots that come in for a presidential election? That certainly can't be 148,000. They're investigating because the number is so ridiculously high. So once again, good news there, the fact that they're exposing that and looking into that. Now, more information on this shooting, the Uvalde shooting in Texas. So recall the similarities between Sandy Hook. Remember in the Sandy Hook case, many of the victims and the victims and the families were not folks that were long-term people in that school district. They were not long-term students in the school district. They recently moved in, and after this horrific event, they decided to move back out. So they're coming in, people coming in, plug and play, coming in for this orchestrated event, moving back out under the guise of, it was such a distraughtful event, we need to move out because the tragedy was so huge. We get a lot of this now in the Uvalde as well, Texas school. You look up some of these people, the victims and the families, they were not there long-term in this school. They recently moved in, and now because of the tragedy, they're going to consider moving back out. Now, Sandy Hook was in 2012. Now we get the Uvalde school shooting in 2022. Now we get 10 years difference. And I think the reason they're doing all these similarities is the average person, the public, the gullible public, seems to forget in a matter of a couple of years. By 10 years, I think this is long since forgotten about. But shows like this, this is why we bring this up, the similarities. Sandy Hook and Uvalde school shooting is very, very similar. Families moving in, enrolling their kids in school, an event like this takes place, and they quickly move out because of the disaster. What that is crisis actors coming in, being paid to be part of this, and then moving back out. Mainly, look for these kinds of things in these shootings. A lot of Disney connections here in the Uvalde school shooting, which is also very heavily connected in these intelligence operations of the deep state. Anderson Cooper on site giving interviews. Remember Sandy Hook? He gave the famous interview on site with his disappearing nose as he turned around to give interview with one of the families, the grieving families. He was in front of a green screen, busted, very much so busted in Sandy Hook, as that whole orchestrated event hoax was easily busted the same day it took place by sleuths on the internet really recognizing these things. Anderson Cooper does not show up at all these school shootings, but on the ones that he does, that's your giveaway. Something's up. Now, they do a tour of the home. Cameras, news cameras, television cameras, going to the tour of the grandparents' house of where the shooter's grandmother lived and where he lived. Well, when's the last time we saw that? The San Bernardino shooting. Why on earth would a news team be able to get the approval to go through and get video footage of where the shooter lived? San Bernardino was another orchestrated event. Doesn't even match up with what witnesses said happened. Now they're going through and getting footage of the house. And this is a crime scene, active crime scene, a secondary crime scene here. And news film teams are going through getting a tour of the home. Interesting, interesting. Now, they're also talking about a demolition of the school. Demolition. To get rid of all the tragic thoughts and the visuals of this event. Where did that come through previously, 10 years ago? Sandy Hook. Let's demolish the school because of the bad memories related to it. Remember, many people wanted to go in and investigate that school and check out what was really going on there. And quickly, it was demolished. Remember, the folks working on the demolition crew at Sandy Hook all had to sign off disclosures and disclosure forms saying that they're not going to do anything there at that school, take photos, they had to turn their cameras in. They were not able to do anything or even talk about it. I think we'll get the same thing here. We also have the lone hero. Remember the man, the lone hero, a parent running into the school to save the kids. And then we get the bullet-grazed hat. And this is something now to help divert the narrative. Boy, how close he came to dying with the bullet-grazed hat. He had the hat on. The bullet grazed the hat. It's all these types of things. Parents currently searching for the child. Now, the many families that were interviewed on television that said, "We haven't found our child yet. We're actively searching. There's an we're looking right now. We're currently searching for our child. We don't know if in the school or if they got away, if they escaped. We're currently investigating." You've got to take into account the fact what parent would actually be doing this if the child is missing to set aside time for a television interview. These types of things simply do not happen. It's just, it's too much. Now, we also get to divert the narrative, the late response of the police to come in and do anything about this. Everyone's upset about the late response. That's another thing I believe that's to divert the attention about the real event. People are spending time on social media talking about the late response of the police. So those are things to look at here as far as the response. Sandy Hook, you know, the no medevacs came. Nothing showed up on a case like that. They said we'd initiate the medevac helicopters to be the first thing on site in a situation like this. First thing. And they never showed up. Interesting. Now, other news. 5 Navy officers fired in a 6-day span here this month in June. Now, this was announced June 15th, and there's speculation that, you know, these are officers. It doesn't say what they did wrong. It just says that they were fired. Many people are suspecting refusing to take that vaccination, not complying with the orders, and now they've got to make a press release saying these people were fired and keep it very vague, keep it very much in that gray area where they don't explain what happened. I'm guessing that's the case. Now, the opposite of that is I think these officers in the armed forces were forced to vax months and months and months ago. So I have a hard time, part of me tells me it's a hard time believing that this is still going on, unvaxxed people as officers in the military this late in the game. Now, that is certainly could be the case. I'm just giving it, I think it's food for thought and grounds for further discussion to look into some of these firings. Very interesting. Now, every single state of the 50 states, every state except Florida, pre-ordered COVID vaccination kits for kids under 5. This is huge. All we see in the mainstream media is that everyone's pushing for this new push for vaccinations for the young children under age 5. Florida, once again, Ron DeSantis says, "Not on my watch, we're not. We're not going to be ordering any of these things. None." Remember, children under 5, children under 17 don't even need the vaccination at all. They are at no risk. Their bodies are healthy. They will fight it off themselves with natural immunity. Now, we certainly don't need the kids under age 5 getting it. But once again, they're moving to that, and they're moving quickly to get that done so all the little children can be getting this vaccination, which will ultimately, I'm assuming, kill them down the road anyway. Also in the news, Walmart last week canceled Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell he's the CEO of MyPillow, sells bathrobes, pillows, slippers, things like that in a lot of the Walmart stores. Walmart says we're going to cancel Mike Lindell. Once again, Mike Lindell is awake, knows what's going on, sees the big picture, understands what's going on. Walmart is soon, I'm sure they get the order. You pull him out, you pull his products. Walmart, very obviously part of the connected to the deep state. Those guys are part of this problem. So when you see things done by Walmart, there is your tip off. Now, guess who won JFK's Profile and Courage Awards for the year, Liz Cheney and President Zelensky from the Ukraine. Now, this is an annual award that was given called JFK's Profile and Courage. Look it up if you need to. This was June 19th. Now, how in the world would Liz Cheney or President Zelensky win any type of courage award? So poor JFK is probably rolling in his grave after these winners have been announced. Very strange. Now, a number of teenage girls in Nigeria were rescued this past week. Rescued. Now, I didn't see this on the news, but the girls were rescued in Nigeria. They were sex slaves and forced to sell their babies on the black market in a large-scale ring in Nigeria. And so, number one, they're sex slaves. Number two, in the event they get pregnant, they keep them. No abortions. They let them, allow them to have their babies, sell the babies then on the black market. And all the while, they are still used as sex slaves. This is huge. This is the stuff that Q has been talking to us about, human trafficking, sex trafficking, and child trafficking. All of this. This is a big, large-scale thing. So thank God the folks there in Nigeria were rescued for this and now hopefully can become whistleblowers. June 18th, Biden falls off his bike in Delaware during a photo shoot. It's just too much. Later they said the video wasn't right. It was altered. I've seen the video myself. He clearly fell off his bike. He came to a stop, got tripped up with the pedal, and fell over while all the cameras were on him. It's just, we're watching a clown show, folks. Now, interestingly enough, there's a California animal shelter that wants to ensure that you support gun control prior to adopting a pet. Now, let me repeat this because this is about as wild as it can get. If you go in to adopt a pet in California in this animal shelter, they're going to say, do you support gun control? Second Amendment, do you support gun control? If not, you're not going to be able to allow to be able to adopt the pet. This is how wild. Now, I don't think this is covered in the news anywhere. I just saw this Twitter post and looked it up and vetted it. And sure enough, it is correct. It is true. This is the world we're living in, folks. This is so bizarre. CNN this last week. An interview on CNN shows Adam Schiff telling Dana Bash that he has evidence of Trump's involvement on January 6th, but he can't reveal it, though. So this is all during this big news of this January 6th, the witness, the testimony, all the evidence of the January 6th insurrection where Trump was the bad guy with all of his supporters, which we already know is not true. This is not certainly not the case. Now, there was an insurrection, but it had nothing to do with Trump. Schiff says he has got evidence of Trump's involvement. And the only Trump involvement that we know of is that he asked for the National Guard to come in with 10,000 troops for support for this rally. And it was denied. It didn't happen. And then an insurrection took place. They blamed it on Trump being the bad guy. And there's evidence quite to the contrary of that. Now, a guy like Adam Schiff, Deep State, will come out and say that I have the evidence. He'll actually lie on the camera and say, he'll qualify it by saying, you know what, I can't reveal it, though, because this investigation is going on. Go ahead and look this up. This took place June 19th. Schiff admitting that he's got evidence, but can't disclose it. Nothing could be further from the truth. Now, another death. Caleb Swanigan died. Look this up. June 21st, Caleb Swanigan dies, quote, of natural causes. Caleb Swanigan dies of natural causes. This was a former Purdue basketball star. Also was a former first round pick in the NBA draft in 2017. Dies June 21st, a healthy individual. Very strange. I would call that very strange. Now, the strangest thing is, I'm assuming that this person got the vax or multiple versions of the vax or a booster shot. Remember, this causes health and heart conditions. They say this person died of natural causes. I think this person was 26 years old. Now, this does not happen. We all can agree with that. Now, also, June 21st, they announced Miss Brazil from 2018 dies. The winner of the Miss Brazil pageant in 2018, very, very healthy model and young, she dies. Look for these strange deaths. It's very, very strange. Now, also, we mentioned earlier, there's the big push to vaccinate children under the age of 5. This came out June 21st. Big, big news. Another thing that came out on the 21st is the government of Israel collapses. You know, they've held 5 elections in 3 years because they can't keep anything going there. Very, very strange. Now, this is not in the news. No, it's very odd. Very weird. Ruby Freeman makes the news. Remember the former Fulton County election worker in Georgia, Ruby Freeman? Now is seen testifying to the January 6th committee and says the quote, "Do you know how it feels to be to have the president target you? Do you know what it actually feels like to have the president target you?" Remember that President Trump went after Ruby Freeman in the Fulton County election because of the huge amounts of disparity and election rigging that took place in Georgia, Fulton County. Now, if those of you who remember, most won't, I'm sure, but if you go back and look at the video footage, this is the very same woman caught on camera along with her daughter that were running and rerunning loads of ballots through multiple times with the same group of ballots through the machine. It was caught on camera, the surveillance camera in Fulton County, of running a stack of ballots through, going to get them out at the other end, putting them in a box underneath the table, and then going to get that very same box under the table as if it's a new one, running them through again, putting them under the table, retrieving that same box under the table, running them through again multiple times. This Ruby Freeman was that woman. Now she's testifying to the January 6th committee, obviously a deep state operative here. They're getting lots of mileage out of this woman. But she was the one caught with her daughter rerunning those stacks of ballots through. Actually busted on tape. That was exposed last year at least. Maybe 2 years ago. Now, y'all remember John McAfee, right? From McAfee Software, the McAfee antivirus. He was living out in an island, died a year ago under suspicious circumstances that they called officially a suicide. John McAfee. Well, his family didn't buy the suicide, the whole suicide story at all, and never did. In fact, this whole legal proceeding is hung up in court. But for those not aware, his body still remains in that Spanish morgue because of the pending legal case. You know, look this up if you can, but it's June 23rd. They haven't been able to do anything with the body. Bury it, put it in a grave. Cremate it, whatever. Now, there's still a bunch of people out there, a bunch of folks that believe John McAfee never, ever did die. This whole thing was a scam. And now, whether you believe that or not, it certainly holds open the fact that all this is going on. And they don't have any, the body isn't buried and the body isn't cremated. They're saying it's still in the Spanish morgue. He died outside of Spain, I think. So as that lawsuit goes on, they can't do anything with the body. Now it's a year later, allegedly after his death. It's still sitting in a morgue. Roe versus Wade overturned this week. Big, big news. And now what we get right away, the following the announcements there that are coming out of companies, large, large companies, saying that we're going to set aside travel costs for those wishing to have an abortion to another state or another location. They will pay for them. One company is Disney. Disney always comes to mind. They're always front and center with something that you need to push the narrative from the deep state. First on board, Disney. Next one on board, PayPal. PayPal said, "We announced too, we're going to set aside money for travel costs if you want to have an abortion." This was announced June 24th. The CEO of BioGroup Labs was found dead June 22nd. Stefan Eimer, found dead, only age 52, but his head and CEO of the company called BioGroup Labs. Very interesting. You get these medical, these pharmaceutical companies, ever since the vaccines and stuff have come out, the random list of people dying has been piling up. Another one now last week. Remember a few months ago when Mark Middleton died of suicide? He was connected to Bill Clinton, was an attorney connected to Bill Clinton, and then his body a couple months ago was found hanging in a tree by use of a cheap extension cord that appeared to be something, an extension cord that was purchased at Dollar General or something, just a generic extension cord. He was found hanging, but he also had a shotgun blast to the chest while hanging in the tree. They ruled that a suicide. Obviously, that was not also a suicide. He was hung up there first and probably tortured, killed, and then shot after the fact with a shotgun blast. They ruled it a suicide. That was not the case. Now, the interesting thing is, just on June 23rd, this past week, a judge in the case has now sealed the records of this man's death. Mark Middleton's death ruled a suicide. Obviously, it wasn't. People are investigating, including his family. They can't get to the files because the judge has sealed the records. Now, wouldn't it be interesting if this was mainstream media? Wow, mainstream news. That'd be interesting to hear that. But of course, the general public doesn't know any of these stories. Kash Patel, Kash, K-A-S-H, Kash Patel, very good guy, a white hat in the Trump administration, did announce that he is now an official representative of Donald J. Trump. This was announced on June 24th that he's an official representative. So Kash Patel, very high up in the chain of command, is going to be, I believe, starting to declassify and expose some classified information on behalf of Donald Trump here in the coming days, weeks, or months. I can't imagine any other reason that he'd come forward to say he's now a representative. Very smart guy. Some have even suspected he works with Q or QAnon or on Q's team, or possibly is Q himself. Now, Kash Patel, whether that's true or not, is a very good white hat. I would follow anything coming out of Kash Patel. Very, very good in intelligence circles. Dan Scavino, same type of thing. It's also interesting if you want to follow the Kari Lake, you know, the candidate for Arizona governor, Kari Lake. She's another good one to follow with all the things going on in today's world. Follow her in the news and what she's doing and what she's exposing relating to election fraud, things like that. She's another very good posting. Now, speaking of Q, Q makes a post on 6/24, June 24th, out of the blue, saying, shall we play a game again? First post in 563 days. 563 days between the last post and the current post now. Very interesting. Now, remember, now there's still people that do not believe in Q, do not believe in QAnon, and don't believe there's such a thing going on. Now, we have already proved this because of the TRIP code. In order to be able to post on that forum page, it requires a TRIP code. Basically, three ways of authentication using, instead of just one username and password to get in, there's three levels of security, and only Q knows that. This post came in with the TRIP code. The board owner confirmed that this was not a joke. This was Q posting. Now, some have done the math and saying the very first post in 2017 that Q made to the post on June 24th, the difference in days, 1,700, exactly 1,700 days between posts. Now, fans of Q know that Q is the 17th letter of the alphabet. Anytime there's a mention of the word 17 or the number 17, Trump mentioned it a lot. A lot of codes 17 that Trump mentioned in various press releases and press conferences, 17. And here they found out the day between the posts are 1700. Now that also could be coincidence. It's up to you. Think of it once you what you want there for that. Look it up if you need to, but it is 1700 days between posts. Now last week, 20 pallets of bricks were dropped off a block away from the White House. You know, was there construction going on? Is it part of a construction deal? The only thing that's odd is Lauren Boebert posted this on Twitter saying bricks, pallets of bricks are being dropped off. Now, in the Democratic cities where the riots took place and bricks were being thrown, the evidence has come back and has supported the fact that people were dropping off pallet loads of bricks beforehand, keeping them hidden from the public so the news wouldn't see it. And then all these bricks are being tossed, basically supplied the rioters with bricks. Now we get the Roe versus Wade. We get all this stuff going on with the January 6th insurrection. And lo and behold, 20 pallets of bricks are dropped off. Now that could also be coincidence. It may also mean nothing. But in the past, we have learned that the evidence does support the fact that these things are dropped off in the advance of rioting, basically supplying the rioters with the bricks that they need to throw. Now, it also may mean nothing, but I'll leave it up to you. Also, the other thing to follow as we see things going on here that are strange for things that do not make the news, the Lake Mead, the whole issue with Lake Mead, with the water levels dropping, you know, they're finding these bodies from former unsolved mysteries of former people in Vegas that got in trouble with the mob. These bodies are now being found and discovered as the lake slowly moves as these folks were killed along the way. The strange thing is, why is the lake water dropping? Lake Mead's a pretty big lake. Why is it, in fact, that the lake is dropping so much that it's going so far down that it's almost drying up? Very interesting. Now, I don't know what the answer is to that or why or what does that mean or what does that symbolize. All I'm saying is please keep an eye on stories like that. Lake Mead, it's very strange that this is happening now in light of everything that's going on. Now, Eternal Affairs Media has exciting news. Every patriot knows who Mike Lindell is. He's been courageous in his fight to bring transparency to election fraud in the 2020 election. Our exciting news is we've partnered with Mike Lindell's MyPillow. And if you use promo code ETERNAL at MyPillow.com when making an order, you'll receive up to 66% off your order. Support Mike Lindell as well as Eternal Affairs Media by using promo code ETERNAL today. We also have Truth Premium on our website for only $1.99 per month. Less than $2 a month, you will see less ads, receive more exclusive and premium content, as well as have access to our Powered by Truth community forum. You can't beat $1.99 in support of Truth. Go to premium.eamedia.online and sign up today. Also, check out all of our articles and content at Eternal Affairs Media. Support the Truth, Powered by Truth, founded in 2010. There are many ways to support. Remember to thank you and God bless the supporters. We have one-time donations of Andy, Reverend Dave, and Lisa. We also have Truth Premium subscribers. We'd like to thank David, Linda, Bruce, Sean, Sharla, Diana, and Pamela, along with Patreons, Alicia and Dan. Once again, my name is Dan Hennen. Today is June 28th. Thanks for listening. God bless America and the red, white, and blue.